CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I've been looking all over the ship for you. What are you doing in the stateroom, dear?
Well, trying to sort out all my important papers and get them organized today.
Listen,
since the road docks at Southampton tomorrow, seems to me you ought to do a bit of packing.
Yeah, I will. Never mind that. Listen, you know how Aunt Effie said there was a celebrity on shipboard?
Oh, yeah. Look, honey, don't stand right in my way, will you?
You know who it is?
Now, don't sit down. Oh, my papers all over.
I'm sorry. Listen, it's the writer, the famous author. Fanny Hurst?
Oh, look how you wrinkled this folder.
Did you hear what I said? It's Fanny Hurst.
Yeah, okay, so it's Fanny Hurst. Now, don't sit on my briefcase either.
Oh, I'm so excited. Don't you think it's incredible? What do you suppose Fanny Hurst is doing on this boat?
Well, she's going to Europe, same as the rest of us.
Oh, I've always loved her books, and I was the one who recognized her.
Oh, congratulations. Now, don't sit on the bed. I got my papers all over, please.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm just so excited. I read her autobiography last winter. Anatomy of Me, it was called, and her picture was on the back of the book jacket. And she looks just like her picture. Come on, dear.
What do you mean, come on? Quit pulling me, will you?
She's sitting in a deck chair, and Aunt Effie's keeping an eye on her while I found you so you could get a look at her. Come on.
You and Aunt Effie out of your mind or something? You act like a couple of schoolgirls. What is so exciting about a celebrity? No different than anybody else.
All right. Just stay here. Then don't bother.
Look, I am not impressed in the slightest. I think it's foolish to make such a fuss. Hey, wait for me.
Talk about hot. The hottest bargains you've seen in years are now on sale at your nearby Firestone dealer or store. You'll be amazed and delighted with the low, low prices during Firestone's sensational end of the summer sales. For example, you can get a pack of six high-quality American-made inside-frosted light bulbs, 260-watt, 275-watt, and 2 100-watt, for only 84 cents. But remember, supplies of this handy six-lamp pack are limited. So go to your nearby Firestone dealer or store right away and get your pack of 260, 275, and 2 100-watt bulbs for only 84 cents. And don't forget, this is only one of the hundreds of outstanding values priced to appeal to your pocketbook during this big Firestone end of the summer sale. Remember, you can open a 30-day charge account or buy on convenient budget terms at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
There she is. There's Fanny Hurst. Yes. Now, don't stare at her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, I've seen her. Now, I'm going back to the stateroom, and I suggest you do, too, and start some packing.
I'm going to get her autograph.
Oh, no.
Aunt Effie.
I've got to prove to the folks back home that I saw her. My goodness, it's so exciting to be on the same ship with a celebrity.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Why do you bother?
I'm going to get her autograph.
Oh, well, she shouldn't do that.
What gets into Aunt Effie? Boy, it'd be a hot note if it isn't Fanny Hurst.
I'm sure it is, but oh dear, look at her. She is already just talking an arm off her. Listen to her. Just.
Woo! Oh. Come on over. It is.
Oh, but
I am not going over there.
I'm not either. I'm so nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. It's just so silly. I mean,
come on.
Come on. It'll look worse if we don't, I suppose.
Go with my
arm.
Keep dragging me. It looks funny.
Come on. This is my nephew and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Piper. And this is Fanny Hurst.
How do you do?
Mr. and Mrs. Piper, it's very nice to meet you both.
I need some paper for her autograph.
I don't know if I got anything or not.
It was Mrs. Piper who recognized you, Miss Hurst.
Well, that is flattering.
Well, I read all your books, Miss Hurst, and last winter I read your autobiography, and I thought it was, well, I mean, it was very nice.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Well, afraid all I've got to write on is the back of this envelope. Mm. That'll
be all right, but I'm afraid I need a pen, too.
Oh, pen, yes.
Got one right here. You should tell Miss Hurst that you write, too.
He says, me, Aunt Effie, I don't write.
Well, you could write if you just buckle down and do it. I've said to him many times that he could write just as well as some of this stuff that gets published.
My aunt didn't mean that exactly.
No, I said, did I say something wrong?
Well, not at all. It's been a pleasure to meet all of you. And here you are, Miss
Johnson. Oh, thanks.
Oh, wonderful
to meet you, Miss Johnson. It's been very nice.
That's an honor to me.
Hey, wait a minute. She walked off with my pen.
Never mind. Let's go on down to the stateroom.
Fanny Hurst just put my good $22 fountain pen in her purse.
Well, you're not going to run after and ask her for it. Now, come on.
Wait a minute.
Think that what I said was so awful.
You better go on in your stateroom, Aunt Effie. Start packing. We can do quite a bit before it's time for dinner. Can you pick up all your papers off the bed here?
The best fountain pen I ever had in my life.
Stop fussing about your pen.
Well, it was.
I can see how it happened. Many times back home, I have to sign for something, and after the man goes, I find I still have it canceled.
This was a pen. This was a $22 pen.
Oh,
she put it in her purse.
What's that? Oh, the telephone. I can't get over having a telephone on chipboard. Well, I can't get to it. Move the basket of fruit. Will you, dear? Hurry up. And the face of flowers. Get them out of the way.
Just a second.
Get them. Where's the flowers? They're going over. Get them.
Don't you grab it.
Oh, no.
I said grab it. I have the water all over my papers.
Well, I couldn't, dear. I was trying to get the
phone. Never mind that. Never mind that. Look at the water all over the place.
Hello? Can you hold on? We've had a crisis here. Hold on.
Oh, look, it's water all over my bed, all over my papers, and my briefcase.
Sorry, dear.
Well, this would never have happened if you and Aunt Effie hadn't gotten in such a lather of excitement because you meet some celebrity who signs your autograph and then pinches my fountain pen.
Oh, pinches your fountain pen.
Put the bath mat to soak up some of the water. I should think you'd be glad it was Fanny Hurst who had your pen instead of just losing it someplace like you lose everything else.
Oh, golly.
I'm so thrilled. Yeah, just made the trip.
It was ruined the trip for me. I have spent years getting a fountain pen with just exactly the right
point. Oh, Rowan, what happened? You're just as impressed as we were meeting her, only you won't admit it.
No.
I just love her books, and what did I say about the last one? It was nice, I said. I couldn't even express myself. Wouldn't you think I could have found some other word besides saying it was nice?
Oh, look, don't nice, stand there. Will you mop up the water? It's all running into the dresser drawers.
I shouldn't have made that remark about you writing better than some of the stuff that's published. I certainly never met her.
Golly, maybe I can get the stewardess to iron these papers dry.
Goodness, I'm so embarrassed. You think I should go find the person and explain? I didn't mean her.
Nice, I said. Your book was nice. Oh. Why couldn't I have said it was fascinating or brilliant? Anything but nice, you know? Apparently, I had no vocabulary at all.
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't just stand there holding a dripping wet towel and worrying about your vocabulary.
Well, Aunt Effie and I feel embarrassed. I suppose we were nervous. You know, we were nervous. We had a chance to meet Fanny Hurst all over again.
Look, let me tell you something. At this point, I am so sick and tired of all the excitement over Miss Fanny Hurst. Every one of my important business papers is just soaked. Look at them. This never would have happened. Never.
It happened because I reached for the phone and you had the flute in front. The phone! Oh, I just laid it down. I just don't even know
what
it was.
Pick it up.
Hold on.
Hello.
Who's the boy
there? Some woman. She's laughing. Hello. Who is this? Oh. No, that's quite all right. Oh, that's all right. You keep the fountain pen. Miss Hurst, I was just joking, you know. What? What? Just a moment, would you, please? Miss Hurst says she thinks that we all sounded as though we could use a little refreshment. She wants to know if we'll all come to a stateroom for tea.
Oh.
Shall we?
I just had a cup of tea.
For heaven's sake, can't you drink another?
Yes.
Of course, I'll do. What's the matter
with
you?
We'll be right there, Miss Hurst, and thank you.
What do we talk about? What do you talk about with a famous author? Books, I suppose. Uh-huh. Books. Uh-huh. Oh, dear, I'm not sure I can remember all the names of all the books she's written for you. I better go to the library.
Fanny Hurst knows the names of the books she's written. She's not going to ask you. But now wear what you have on, will you? Now relax, be yourself, and let's go. We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Songwriter Irving Berlin put it to music. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Every Sunday night on CBS Radio, Mitch Miller demonstrates that sentiment. Mitch gathers a group of colorful, top-flight stars of stage, screen, and radio around his big green round table, and then the fun begins. What do Mitch and his guests talk about? Well, anything and everything of concern to the world they inhabit. It's a glamorous world, all right, but it's a world of fun when Mitch and his friends get going. Now, some of Mitch's recent guests have been Fred Astaire, Fanny Hurst, the husband and wife team of Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, comedian Joey Bishop, lovely screen actress Eva Marie Saint, and Japanese star Sezu Hayakawa. To get in on the fun at the round table, all you have to do is to tune in the Mitch Miller Show every Sunday night on CBS Radio.
No, not at all, Miss Hurst. I wish you would just keep my fountain pen as a token of our esteem and admiration. Also, as an apology for everything you overheard on the telephone.
Oh, not at all. I should be the one who's apologizing. First I steal your fountain pen, and then I eavesdrop on top of it. No, you must take your pen back. You know, I think we feel about our favorite pen the way we feel about our dentist. We want the same one. We do have some more tea, Mrs. Piper.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Hurst. I'm afraid we're all a little embarrassed.
Well, you certainly don't need to be, my dear. Anyhow, I'm sure that none of you could be as nearly embarrassed as I was the other day. It was the second day out, I believe. Yes, it was. It was the second. And I started talking to some man, obviously, connected with the ship.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was asking him all sorts of idiotic questions, such as which is port side and which is starboard side. I never seem to remember.
I never do either.
And finally, thinking that I was being very sociable, I said, "And now, sir, what do you do?" And he said, "Madam, I am the captain."
Oh, dear, that sounds more like something I do.
Or me.
Yes.
Well, now, I want to hear all about the trip you're taking and where you're going, and I do want to meet that little girl of yours.
Oh, Betsy, well, she's up in the playroom. Why don't I go get her, honey?
Yes,
sure.
Tell her I have some very nice cookies for her.
Oh, you should taste my famous icebox cookies, Miss Hurst.
Icebox cookies. Ah, my mother used to make icebox cookies. I haven't thought of them in years.
Well, when we get back from the trip, I'll send you some.
Black walnuts? That's what my mother used to put in.
Just what I put in.
Yeah, wonderful, too. Well, aren't you going up to get Betsy?
Yes.
Huh?
I'm just laughing. Here we are discussing fountain pens, dentists, and icebox cookies. It seems so funny. I worry what to talk about with her.
Yeah, well, what did you think Miss Hurst was going to talk about? The philosophical aspects of 17th century literature?
I guess so.
I go on and get Betsy. As Aunt Abby said, wait till the folks back home hear about this.
Yeah.
Huh?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton. And today's special guest, Miss Fanny Hurst. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart.